Praise the Lord and good evening, everyone. This is Bishop Horace Michael from the Beulah Tabernacle Church, and it is our great pleasure and privilege to be here with you all on this night to share with you what the Lord has placed within our spirit. This indeed is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you and you and every one of you that has joined us tonight to be a part of this Bible study and prayer experience. Let's look to the Lord for a moment of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we honor you tonight and we are grateful. Grateful that we have breath to breathe. Grateful that we have the use and the activity of our limbs. Grateful that we have salvation full and free. Thank you that Jesus has paid the price for us. And even tonight, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We come before you with expectations, not only, Lord God, to bring our petitions, but to bring our praise unto you, to saturate this moment with the voice of thanksgiving as we prepare to receive from heaven. Speak through us tonight in this Bible study. Bless our prayer leaders tonight and use them in a mighty way as they take us to the throne of grace. Someone needs this tonight like medicine for their soul. Pour out the medicine, Lord. Pour out the medicine. We bless you tonight and we thank you now in advance. Look on those that are partaking of this experience now and those that will hear it from the recording. Bless in a mighty way. Move in their direction and remind them that your grace is sufficient for them. We thank you. We bless you. We love you, Father, and we commit all things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. It is Tuesday. Can you believe it? The first Tuesday of March in the year 2021, March the 2nd. We are now in the month that will mark the 1 year period of having dealt and gone through and still yet dealing with the pandemic COVID-19. The coronavirus is still yet moving throughout our city, our state, our nation, our country, and even the world. Despite the emergence of vaccines to provide protection, we are not yet through it, but God is with us every step of the way. Tonight, we want to start by commending those that have shared their It Shall Be Done in 21 goals. We have a list of 22 people that are participating and have shared, and I'm so excited because I know that more is on the way. I want to memorialize this list tonight with those that have started the process and bear their names on record that they have begun formally to participate in this life-changing project that is even directly connected with our teaching plan tonight. Allow me to read their names. Sister Lynette Alexander, Sister Lydia Cody Brown, Sister Claudia Combs, Junior Missionary Yulette Davis, Sister Shirley Elliott, Sister Deborah Fowler, Sister Jennifer Green, Sister Michelle Hobby, Junior Missionary Sharice Jones, Senior Missionary Selena Marbury, Bishop Horace C. Michael, Lady Tania Michael, Sister Nicole Stevenson, Sister Denise Sutton, Mother Audrey Thompson, Senior Missionary Bernadette Tinley, Sister Michelle Tewitt, Junior Deacon Paul Austin, Sister Kiana Green, Sister Tanya Hinton, Brother Chase Hinton and Minister Hezekiah Tinley. I'm not sure if there's names that I might have missed. If I have missed your name, please text it to me in the chat and I will immediately check the email, because I'm sure that if you're going to share your name with me here, that you have sent it, that you sent it according to the request by way of email. I want to commend these 22 individuals that have formally started the process of their three goals to be completed by the end of May, May 31st, 2021. Congratulations to these that have formally started, and we look forward to getting the remainder of you on this list. It shall be done in 21. As we go through tonight's lesson, the Lord was dealing with my heart concerning what the people are going through right now. I know that we have spoken concerning goals and the idea of being purposeful, moving forward, and not just talking about things from a resolution standpoint, the kind of things that people put together when they come into a new year, a list of resolutions, things that they want to get done. And oftentimes after a few weeks or maybe a month or so, or maybe even some after a few days, they fall off and the list just fizzles to, it just fades to black. It goes away and they don't get anything done and they feel bad about it. Because most of the times there's an ambition, there's a seriousness, there is a desire to commit. And we have shared with you what it will take to commit, to accomplish these goals, to be a person of purpose and fulfillment. And this is what God wants for you. He wants you to know that you are not here by accident. You are not here by mistake. You are not here for nothing. You are here for purpose. And God has a purpose in your life. One of the things that's so powerful in understanding that purpose is that you've got to be busy doing something. You will find exactly what that thing is that burns within your spirit as you start to do something. You can't do nothing, because if you do nothing, then nothing will come of it. Jesus even selected disciples. If you look in the text of Scripture in the Gospels, every disciple that he selected was busy working. Their work did not invalidate them from being chosen. Their work did not get in the way of them being selected. It was in the midst of their busyness, in the midst of their occupation, that they were called to follow Jesus. If you will even look in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, you see that God, in his infinite wisdom, he created all things and he spoke it into existence. And then when he got to the point of his crowning work of creation, creating man, the Bible says that he formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed in him into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And in spite of all of the other things that God created in the book of Genesis and crowned them all by saying it was good, when he was done creating man and looked upon the work of his hand, he said, "Man, this is very good." He put a very on it. He put a very on it. And when we look at what he does with man, he puts man to work. He gives man responsibility. He gives him something whereby he can be accountable. And before he made the woman for the man, the man had a job. The man had a responsibility. The man was busy doing. These are some of the simple examples from Scripture that point to us and underscore the fact that God wants us to produce. Before we move forward to something greater, he wants to see how we're handling the small things, if you will. And even when we read of the parable of the talents, there was some one received one, another three, another one five. He didn't give any person more than they can handle. But whatever they were given, they were capable of handling it. But one of the dynamics of all of these things that does not necessarily come out in those texts is that sometimes you're progressing through the pain. Sometimes you have to make progress even though you're hurting. And tonight I wanted to minister. I wanted to minister to someone that's hurting, to minister through the word of God, to minister by what thus saith the Lord. Progress is a wonderful thing, but when a person is faced with pain and suffering, progress is often very hard to continue. Sometimes progress is hard to continue when you're not faced with a bunch of suffering, as it was in the case of the example I shared with you concerning those who make New Year's resolutions. Sometimes the reason why they fall off with them has nothing to do with suffering. It just has to do with a variety of other things. Sometimes it's commitment. Sometimes it's the follow through. Sometimes it's the focus. Sometimes things shift and priorities change. But tonight, the Lord was dealing with me particularly about progress through pain. And so I want to take a journey in the Word of God tonight to minister to somebody, because there's something that you need to hear out of God's Word that's going to bless you and going to help you and going to perhaps even heal you. And so tonight, I want to make this a night of healing. We cannot ignore the fact that people go through things even when they are trying to make progress. And so, beloved, tonight, let us go into the Word of God. I'm going to need some readers tonight. And those of you that are in the call, in the Zoom call, and have the capability to communicate by chat, I'm going to need you to let me know. I need volunteers tonight for the Word of God. The first verse of Scripture, for those of you that do not have the capability of seeing what's on the share screen, is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. And what I'll do is I will read the verses so that whether we get through all of them tonight or not, you will have them for your own personal continuous study and edification. So allow me to read it. As I'm reading, I'll ask people to put their name in the chat with the verse that they want to take. The first verse again, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. The second verse is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. The next verse is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. The next verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. I'm going to pause a minute to put the names, because the names are coming in. Thank you so much. And I'm putting it on the screen right now so that those that are on the line will be able to see what verses have been taken. Okay. So we were at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. The next verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The fifth verse is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. The next verse, number 6, is Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 2. Isaiah 43, verse number 2. Thank you. People are responding to the verses to be selected. Thank you. I think I was at the sixth verse. I'm going to go to the seventh verse at this time. The seventh verse, and I'm being asked to put the verses in the chat. Bear with me one moment. We're going to go on to the seventh verse at this time. James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Thank you. I'm getting responses now. After James chapter 1, verse 12, we have St. John. This is the eighth verse. St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 33. St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 33. The ninth verse is Psalms 34, verse 19. Psalms 34, verse 19. That is the ninth verse. Psalms 34, verse 19. Now we're going to the 10th verse. The 10th verse is Psalms 119, verse 71. Again, that is Psalms 119, verse number 71. That is the 10th verse. The 11th verse is Revelation. Chapter 21, verse 4. That's Revelation, chapter 21, verse number 4. The next verse is Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. Bear with me one second. Again, that was Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The next one is Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. Again, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. The next verse is 2 Corinthians, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3 through 4. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Sister Marbury is just eating up all these verses tonight. Bless her heart. Amen. And then the last verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. There are 15 verses tonight that we want to share with you. I'm going to read that list one more time, a bit more rapidly, so that those that are taking notes can review what they have written down thus far, and then we're going to begin our reading. There are still a few verses that I need readers for, and I'm going to ask the audience that is here with me to please participate to select the remaining verses. I'm going to begin at this time with the top of the list and go through the verses so that those that are listening can review their list, and we'll go on from there. Okay, I got a correction. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to go through the list at this time before we begin our reading. the list of 15 verses for our review tonight. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Next is 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. Next is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. The next verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The fifth verse is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Again, the fifth verse is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. The sixth verse is Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, verse 2. The seventh verse is James chapter 1, verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. The eighth verse is John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. The ninth verse is Psalms 34, verse 19. Psalms 34, verse 19. The tenth verse is Psalms 119, verse 71. That's Psalms 119, verse 71. The 11th verse is Revelation 21, verse 4. Again, that's Revelation 21, verse 4. Next is Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The 12th verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The 13th verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 38. Next is 2 Corinthians. The 14th verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. Again, that's 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3 through 4. And then finally, the last verse, the 15th verse, is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Amen. Amen. Just want you to marinate that for a minute. And for that 13th verse, I need that to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Amen. Amen. I think we're all ready to go. There's a few verses that I don't have readers for. I don't have Mother T. Okay. God bless you. Amen. 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 And I just need one more reader for Romans. By the time we get to that verse, that's the 13th verse in the list. I hope I'll have someone to volunteer for that. All righty. Okay, let's begin. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. It is so important for us to understand that God's word supports us even when we feel we have no support. I'll first read it tonight, Sister Zoe Michael, and then after that, Sister Lowry, Sister McCollum. Those of you that are on the line, you can see it. And you, as you have requested or volunteered to read, I think we got all the verses covered. Thank you all so very much. Let's begin. Sister Zoe Michael.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 reads, "But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled."
It is important to understand that there actually is two sides of suffering. Some suffer because of evil, and some suffer because of righteousness. The scriptures tell us that if we suffer for evil, then we're essentially being, if we are chastened for evil, then we are getting what we deserve, and we should take the chastening or the correcting with grace. We give honor and respect to parents who chastise us and correct us, and it only lasts for a season, and then we move on and move forward with our lives. But what God is looking for us here to understand is that when we go through for righteousness' sake, that there's a blessing connected with it. And it may not feel like a blessing while you're going through it. And I can tell you from my own experience, it doesn't feel like it's really a blessing. It almost feels like, what have I done to deserve this? And so Peter, you all know that Peter actually went through quite a bit himself, because he was the disciple that denied the Lord Jesus. You can only imagine the emotional and psychological suffering that he endured the moment he realized he had betrayed and denied the innocent blood. Those of you that have seen any of the dramatic depictions of this, you see in those depictions a sign of remorse. But here we are now talking about suffering for righteousness' sake. The scripture says, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Oh, bless the name of God. We are talking about what the Lord is putting before us in terms of a shift in how we allow ourselves to go through. There is no fun in suffering. There is nothing that you like about it. You don't, you know, there's a name, there's a term for people that like pain. And there's nothing about that that is a normal experience. The sufferings that we talk about here, and pain, it's not something that brings pleasure. We're not talking about being a sadist. We're not enjoying this. It hurts. It hurts. But thank God that in the midst of suffering for righteousness, there is a joy. There is a joy. And there is a comfort that the Lord gives us. And this is because of his presence. It's in his presence that we find this. Let's go on to see what Brother Peter has, what else Peter has to say. Peter chapter 4, verse 1, please. Sister Lowry.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
You should consider the fact that you are in great company if you are a child of God and you're suffering. Again, for righteousness' sake, arm yourselves with the mind of Christ. And while this may not seem to be much right now, let me tell you, what goes on in your mind will affect what goes on through your suffering. When you embrace the Messiah, when you embrace the Lordship of Jesus, you will understand that if I follow after him, that I must deny myself, pick up my cross, and follow after Jesus. This is not just a one-time thing. This is a life of going through. But in the midst of the pain, the Lord sustains us and strengthens us through the same strength that Christ had as he endured hardness. We are encouraged, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, that we should gird up ourselves. We should arm ourselves with the same mind. This word arm means to bear weapons. Glory to God. It means to bear weapons. And we know the scripture admonishes us, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Beloved, know this, that when the word of God presents Christ to us as our model, he is our warrior. He is our strong tower. He is our strength. And even though you're going through pain, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus. Sister McCollum, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, please. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.
It is amazing that in the midst of my pain, God is working his glory in it. He's working glory in it. For those of you that are taking notes, when you get to this verse, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, you need to make this note. He's working glory in it. He's working glory in it. He's working glory even out of it. The grace of the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while. What's so refreshing in this verse is that it's only going to be for a while. It's not going to last forever. But look at what is the fruit that will be yielded through it. Perfection or maturity, stability, strength, and a calm that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. This is what God is working in you. Glory to God. He is working in you maturity, growth. He is working in you stability, establishing you. He is working in you strength, his strength being made perfect in weakness, and settling you, giving you a peace that cannot be shaken, establishing you, rooting you, securing you. Anyone that is settled is not intimidated by what's going on around them. They're not shaken by the circumstances they find that may prevail. They are settled. Hallelujah. They are settled. They ain't going nowhere. And sometimes you need to tell yourself and tell that devil, in the midst of going through my suffering, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait for my change to come. I'm here. I'm all in, and I ain't going nowhere. Glory to God. Junior Deacon Austin, please read for us 2 Corinthians. Praise the name of God. Did I skip one? We're going to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, please. My God.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
The light affliction, and it's not necessarily talking about minimizing what you're going through. Let's understand, God knows what you're going through. But what the Apostle Paul does here is he puts it in context. When you consider the insurmountable amount of suffering, the unmeasurable amount of suffering that Jesus endured for all of us, Paul puts our experience in context. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh. It's working. It's working. And our Roman, the saints that know the book of Romans, you know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. You need to make a note in your, paper, in your notes. It's working. It's working for me. It's working for me. And it doesn't necessarily feel that way when you're going through it. Praise the name of God. But it is. It is. It is working for you. This is a passing trouble. It's not going to last forever. This is a storm that's going to pass. Whatever it is that's bringing you pain, take courage and know that it's but for a moment. It's passing. But it's working. It's producing. Something that's working is making something happen. If it's working, you know, somebody would often say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. In other words, if it's working, let it work. If it's working, let it work. And God is at work, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. It's God that's working in us. And there are so many scriptures that speak of the fact that God knows what he's doing. There is a weight of glory. It's called the fullness. God, in his presence is fullness, is fullness. It is that which leaves the soul satisfied. In Psalms 103, it says, he satisfieth my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Even in the midst of what I'm going through, there's a renewal happening in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's beyond measure. It surpasses all that I can understand. It's a far more exceeding, transcendent, and eternal weight of glory. It's this weight of glory is endless blessings that are working in my life, being produced through my life. It almost takes me to a place from being filled with grief to being filled with joy to celebrate that what's happening is working to bring me to a better place. Oh my God, when I suffer for righteousness, this is taking me to a better place. It's taking me to another level. Oh God, I got to go on. We got a list here, and I'm feeling the Holy Ghost on this line already. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Please read that, Sister Michelle.
2 Timothy 3, verse 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
You've got to understand. Well, first of all, let's get the context. This is the Apostle Paul writing to his young mentee, the mentor writing to the mentee, putting it in context that he is admonishing young Timothy that you've been a good apprentice. And part of my teaching and part of my manner of life is understanding this, that the godly go through. Suffering is a part of the package. Oh, God. A lot of times people don't mind riding with you until the rubber meets the road. When the rubber meets the road, you will soon find who are really committed to with you until the end. Paul tells Timothy, yes, make no mistake about it. All who will live godly in Christ Jesus, everybody who's made up their mind, because to live godly takes a made up mind. You're not going to live godly unless your mind is made up. When your mind is made up, you're going to live godly, even if you suffer persecution. And Paul says that this is going to come through. It's going to be a suffering way. There's going to be suffering in this experience. This is not a way of comfort and ease. All that live godly, all that make up their mind to put Jesus first, all will suffer persecution because of your faith. Again, we are talking about going through because we've got our mind made up. If anyone is suffering because of iniquity or through chastisement, your prayer is the Lord, Lord, please strengthen me through this. It's very much the same prayer that you can pray even if you're suffering for righteousness' sake. But you know that when you do this for righteousness' sake, that there is something that's going to come out of it that's going to bless you. If you are being chastened for iniquity or chastened because of sin, that's actually good for you too. Because whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and every son he scourges, and he would much rather chasten you in this life so that you can live with him in the next life. You've got to understand that if there's unconfessed sin and you step away and you turn your back on God when you get chastened or corrected, he says you're not a son, you're not a daughter. The scriptures say that you are conducting yourself like a bastard child and an illegitimate child. That's what the scriptures say. It's not what Pastor Michael said. That's what the word says. And if you conduct yourself like an illegitimate child, then you're operating outside of inheritance. You're operating outside of adoption. But when you operate in adoption, you understand that everything you experience with your walk in God and your walk with God is going to bless your life forever. Let's go on in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Sister Marbury.
Isaiah 43, verse 2. When thy pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thy walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
When we go through, we are not alone. Put that in your notes next to this verse. I'm not alone. We're going to have to go through some things. Every single one of us. Nothing exempts us from it. Not a title, not an ecclesiastical rank, not our tenure. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved. We're going to go through something. The wonderful thing is when we are doing this from a point of righteousness in terms of the commitment of our walk, there is a comfort in knowing that the Comforter is there with us. It's powerful. It is so mind-blowing. The Comforter, the wisdom and the omniscience of God uses a term to describe Jesus, describe the Holy Spirit as a Comforter. And the Lord, in his wisdom, when he writes through the Apostle Paul, talking about the things that deal with eschatology or the study of the last days, and in particular the coming of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul tells the readers to comfort one another with these words. He that has comforted us has made us comforters to others. And so I'm going to have to end this. That was Isaiah. That was the sixth verse that we read, that we came through. And I have to make a note that we have to start with James chapter 1, verse 12 next time. I cannot keep you all beyond because we need to go into prayer. I feel in my spirit that there is such a need for prayer through this because there's the verses that we've read tonight have made it infinitely clear that if we are going to walk with Jesus, it's going to cost us something. But it will not stop you from making progress. That is one of the points that I want to drive home. That walking with Jesus in the midst of your suffering will not cause you to not make progress. You can make progress even in the midst of your suffering. I speak over you now that progress be made in your pursuit. Glory to God. I'm so excited tonight. I'm going to let the prayer leaders come and take us to the throne of grace. And then we're going to go and offer the closing prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of God, our men's representative, our woman's representative, and then our young people's representative will come in that order. We have a prayer to pray tonight. Somebody is going through something. Somebody is experiencing pain. They want to continue. They got a mind to hang in there. And I just want to say this before the prayer leaders come in. I want the prayer leaders to get ready. Sometimes what we do in church is we perpetuate the idea of a hypocrisy. And the hypocrisy is this, that we act like we're not going through anything. And that if you are going through anything, then there's something wrong with you. The devil is a liar. First of all, everybody that has the Holy Ghost is going through something. You can try to dress it up. You can try to make it look pretty. You can try to put a bow on it. No matter what you try to do, if you're going to be real, you're going through something. I'm going to say that one more time. If you are going to be real, you are going to go through something. You should write that down tonight. If I'm going to be real, I've got to go through something. I've got to go through something. I can't. To be real costs. It costs to be genuine. It's the fake stuff, the cheap stuff. Oh, God have mercy on this phone tonight. If I'm going to be real, it's going to cost something. And this is why you need to be very careful with who you let into your circle, because you need to write it down. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap. What I've gone through, I had to pay for it. What I've come through, I've had to hold on to God. I've had to cry by myself. I've had to encourage myself at times. Sometimes I was singing to an audience of one, didn't have a choir, didn't have an audience. It was just me and Jesus. And I am so grateful to God that as your shepherd, he has put it within my spirit to encourage you to hold on to God with everything you've got. You can stand. Our apostle and father in the gospel, Apostle Wilbur L. Jones, preached an iconic message, stand, stand, stand. And so tonight, those words reverberate within my spirit. I echo them out of my mouth. And I want to encourage you, child of God. I want to encourage you, man of God. I want to encourage you, woman of God, that you can progress through the pain. I'm going to pull myself back and let our prayer leaders come and take us to the throne of grace. Somebody needs this prayer tonight in a way that we don't know, but they're on the line and so are you. And so, prayer leaders, let's go.
Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God, hallelujah. From the rising of the sun, Lord God, hallelujah, to the going down of the same, Lord God, hallelujah. Your name is worthy, Lord God. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your grace and mercy. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, for loving us the way that you do. We say thank you tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, for going to the cross for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And first and foremost, Lord God, if we've done anything, Lord God, hallelujah, if we've said anything, any words that come out of our mouth that didn't glorify you, Lord God, if we've done any sin with our bodies, Lord God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, hallelujah, cleanse us with the blood, Lord God, that you shed upon Calvary, Lord God, hallelujah, even though our sins may be a scarlet, Lord God, hallelujah, because of the blood you shed on Calvary, Lord God, hallelujah, you'll make them as white as snow, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just praise you right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy upon our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your protection in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being there in our lives, Lord God, when we might have felt down, we might have felt out, we might have felt, Lord God, hallelujah, that there was no one there, Lord God, hallelujah, but you were there, Lord God, hallelujah. You were there all along, Lord God, hallelujah, carrying us, Lord God, through the bad times, through the rough times, through the deaths, Lord God, through the depression, Lord God, hallelujah. If your family left us, Lord, if our spouse left us, Lord God, you were there for us, Lord God. And we say thank you tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because we couldn't make it without you, Lord God. We couldn't do this without you, Lord God. And we just say thank you right now, Lord God, for your mercy, Lord God, on our lives. Continue to keep your hand upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Continue to keep us under the banner of your precious blood, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to keep your protective hedge around us, Lord God, hallelujah. Bless our husbands, Lord. Bless the men in this ministry, Lord God. Strengthen them right now, Lord God. There's some that have stepped away, Lord God, but hallelujah, Lord. You can bring them back, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God. We're trusting and believing you right now, Lord God, to have an army of men, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you right now, Lord God, because the men are the head of the household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we need representatives, Lord God, and we will have them, Lord God, in the name of of Jesus, Lord God. Your word will not return void unto you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the women of BT, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them standing in the gap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for having prayer warriors, for having prayer mothers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to continue to bless them, Lord God, in the name of there's some that are carrying the burden of their families alone, Lord God, in the name of it. We ask you just to keep them covered under your blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the young people right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There's so many that are going through right now emotionally, Lord God, and asking, Lord God, to hold them up, Lord, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them, Lord, in your loving arms, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're in a world right now, Lord God, that is turning its back on you, Lord God, but Lord, we know you came and died for a lost world, Lord God. You died, Lord God, and we need you, Lord God, right now. We need you right now, Lord God. We need you right now, Lord. And we just say thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look upon our bishop right now, Lord God. Continue to strengthen him in his mind. Continue to strengthen him in his body. Continue to strengthen him in his spirit right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you right now, Lord God. He's not a perfect man, but Lord God, he's perfect for us, Lord God. We say thank you right now for his life and the example that he set and continues to set, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep your protective hedge around him, Lord God. Please protect him, Lord God, in these last and evil days. Your word said, if it weren't for you, Lord God, and for you coming quickly, Lord God, the very elect would be deceived, Lord God. So, Lord, keep his mind right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stay on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you right now for him. We ask you to continue to look upon our first lady right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and the ministry that you've given to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Continue to watch over her, Lord. Continue to keep her body. Continue to keep her mind. Stay on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to look upon the Michael household, Lord God. Continue to bless their children and their grandchildren, Lord God. Continue to keep their minds focused on you, Lord God. We say thank you tonight for being a wonderful God, a wonderful Savior, a loving Savior, Lord God. And we will never forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah, because it all belongs to you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to you with open hearts and uplifted hands. We want to take the time to say thank you, Lord. We want to give you glory and honor. Sometimes we feel we can't go on, but because you have loved us through it all, Lord, we thank you for just dying on Calvary for us. We are in so much pain sometimes, but you tell us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. We are laying all our hurts and hangups at your feet. We want to be better. We know we can't make this journey without you, Lord. We know that we can't live without you, Lord. Thank you for not giving up on us. You are the potter and we are the clay. Mold us and shape us, Lord. We need your love, Lord. As we continue to go through this pandemic, this COVID-19, we want to thank you for never leaving us, Lord. Our hearts are overwhelmed with love and respect for you, God. We know that we are not perfect. We want to please you with our lives wholeheartedly. Lord, let our lives be a living sacrifice that is pleasing unto you. Lord, help us to love, not just with words, but with action. You are an example of how we should live our lives every day, Lord. Lord, help us to not give up even when we make a mistake. You are the God of the second, third, and fourth chance. Thank you for your word. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. There is none like you. You are my strength. You are my anchor. If I suffer with you, I know that I will reign with you. You have loved me even when I didn't love myself, Lord. I ask you to continue to just give us the strength to move forward, Lord. Jesus, you are the best thing that has ever happened to us, Lord. There is no man or woman, job, money or position or status that shall separate us from your love. You are our hope. Like the song says, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. We just want to continue to thank you. And even when it's hard, we want to say thank you because we know that you are good and you are merciful. We lay it all at your feet, Lord. To God be the glory for all the things you have done, Lord. And we just want to ask you to continue to bless us as we go through. Help us to love each other no matter what, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to help us to give our time and our energy to your word, Lord. We ask you to just bless our pastor, first lady, and the family, Lord. Give them the strength that they need as they move forward in building the ministry as we go out to minister to souls, because it's about souls, souls, and more souls, Lord. We ask you to just help us to be that, the branches that you have extended us to be, Lord. We ask you to just help us to know your word. Help us to be able to bring souls and to help them to understand who you are, because in these last evil days, there is a reckoning. The enemy wants to destroy the people of God, but you said not so. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, and we thank you for that word, Lord. We ask you to just give us the strength to continue, even when we see the world is turning their back on you. But Lord, we know that there's a remnant that is standing strong, saying that we are going to stand for God. We're not going to move our feet. We are planted here. And we thank you, Lord. We want to be that Psalms 1 man, that Psalms 1 woman. Lord, help us to understand that you are coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. If there is any unforgiveness in our hearts and in our souls, Lord, help us to get it right now, Lord. Whether we have situations with our brothers and sisters, let us get it together, Lord, because you're not coming back for a church that is wrinkled. You're not coming back for a church that has blotches. You're coming for perfect. And Lord, we want to be perfect in your sight, Lord. You see us as perfect, Lord, and we have to see you like you see us, like you. We are supposed to see us like you see us, Lord. And we want you to help us to understand that there's no time to wait. We have to get it together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you for another chance and an opportunity to come in your presence, O Lord. God, that we can come together not just to dwell together, O God, but to come together to look at your word, to come together to understand your word and how it applies to our lives. Lord, because that is what you gave us to arm ourselves, to protect ourselves, your word, oh God. And tonight, Lord, even as we discussed with the differences of the progressing through pain, oh God, I pray over your people right now, Lord, the people that are going through pains, God, because of sin. I pray over them right now that they come to an understanding that that pain is for their benefit, that pain is to help them and guide them to you, oh Lord, that their sin ceases in the name of Jesus and their eyes become open to who you truly are, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that no matter what we do, no matter where we go, you said in your word, just like the sheep, oh God, you will leave the 99 for the one. And I thank you that even when we have to go through pain because of our sins, you still are running after us. You still come after us. You don't leave us out in our sin and out in our mess, oh God. You still want to reach us and save our souls. And I thank you for that, oh God. I pray over the people right now, Lord, that are suffering, that are standing strong in you, that are suffering through righteousness, oh God, because of their love for you, because of their boldness for you, Lord Jesus. I pray right now over them that they stand strong on your word in the name of Jesus. In 1 Peter 4:1, you told us to arm ourselves with the same mind that Christ had when he suffered, oh Lord. That's about our mental perspective. Help us to see and to understand that even in the struggle, even in the suffering, that there is a reason for it, oh God. Even while we go through and things get hard in our life, oh God, things are struggling and things hurt sometimes, that there is a reason for it, oh God. Help our minds to see clearly. Help us to have the vision that you see, oh God. Let us see through your eyes, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us see through your eyes, not just our earthly eyes, oh God, but see spiritually, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because your word says in 1 Peter that after we have suffered, you will make us perfect, oh God. You will give us strength.
that there is something coming that is greater for it, oh God. In 2 Corinthians, Lord God, even though you talked about our afflictions being light, Lord, you said that an exceeding and eternal weight of glory is to come. So even while we are suffering, Lord, let us keep these things on our mind, that glory is coming, that exceeding glory is coming, that amazing weight of glory is coming. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even when we live for you, oh God, in 2 Timothy, you told us that we will suffer persecution. You didn't just let us come into this life, into this love with you, just blind, oh God. You told us where we can understand that I'm going to stand for Christ. And if I do that, there is something that could happen to me. There is a pain and a struggle that I will have to go through. You didn't just let us be blind, oh God. You didn't just let us fall and hurt ourselves, but you gave us this word to arm ourselves and to understand. Oh God, in Isaiah 43, verse 2, you told us that whatever we go through, you will be with us. That everything that happens in our life that feels like it's overtaking us and overwhelming us, oh God, when our emotions feel like waves and waves and waves, your word literally says they will not overflow us. And I thank you, oh God, for your word. I thank you, oh God, for the knowledge and the confidence that I have in your word, that when I go through, I am not alone. When I go through, I am not just going through for pain, oh God, or for pleasure, oh God, but there is a reason for this, Lord Jesus. I pray right now over your people, that you continue to keep our minds focused on you, even in struggle, oh God, even in pain, oh Lord, just like when someone has to exercise or climb a mountain, oh God, it hurts sometimes. Our bodies get sore sometimes. But if we want to gain more muscle, if we want, oh God, to get healthier, if we want to get fit, we have to put our bodies through something strenuous, oh Lord, and just like our spirit man has to be strengthened, oh God. Sometimes we have to go through pain. Sometimes we have to go through struggle. But I thank you, Jesus, that our spirit man will be stronger for it. I thank you, oh Jesus, for your warriors that are growing right now in you, who might be sore in their hearts and in their spirits, Lord. But at the end of the day, at the end of the storm, they will be stronger than when they first started. I thank you, oh God, for the first step when the people are nervous and weak, oh God, and unsure, even in their struggle, but that they rely on you. Help us, oh God, even in our doubt, oh God, even in our misunderstanding, that when we go through, we lean on you, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Even in your word, oh Lord, where it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear. Even in this struggle, oh God, even in this persecution, even in this pain, oh Lord, we will walk through it. We will progress through it, and we will not fear. Nothing that the enemy brings our way, we will not fear. Why, Lord? Because your word says that you are still with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, oh God. You still comfort us, even in our pain, even through the process, Lord Jesus. You still comfort us. And I thank you that you don't leave us defenseless, that you don't leave us alone, even in this fight of our life, oh God. Every single day that we wake up with the mercies that you still give us, with the love that you still give us, even in pain, oh God, you still show us comfort. You still comfort us with your Holy Spirit, with your Holy Ghost, oh God. It is not something that is like magic. It is not something that is seen on TV. The Holy Ghost is real. And when we struggle and when we go through, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for it this day. I pray over your people in Jesus' name that you have your way. Amen and amen.
Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for your love toward us. We thank you, Lord, that you touch our hearts, even in the midst of the pain that we go through. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that there is no pain that you cannot comfort us in. We thank you that even when we may be wounded, that we can lift up our voice and recognize who you are. Lord, your magnificence is not diminished by what we go through. Your grandeur is not reduced by our experiences. Lord, you are the same. You are the same glorious God. You are the same awesome God. You are the same loving God. You are the same forgiving God. Nothing that we can face can ever change you. You declare, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, the sons of Jacob are not consumed. It is your unchangeable nature that sustains us through changeable times. It's your unchangeable love that strengthens us when we don't even feel good about ourselves. Oh God, and it is because of your love toward us that we can praise you through the pain. We can make progress through the struggle. God, by your Holy Spirit, tonight over these, your people, I pray that you will teach us how to bear up under the weight, to bear up under the issues that try to overwhelm us. Oh, God, look on those tonight who are on the line that are suffering, Lord. And we know that suffering comes in many forms. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, whatever the issue is, wherever the pain is, whatever the source of it is, tonight we give you glory. Look on our brothers and sisters that are dealing with emotional suffering, Lord, going through depression, experiencing COVID fatigue. Hey, God, it's been 12 months we've been in this. God, longer than Job's trial. But tonight we declare, like he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All the days of our appointed time, we're going to wait on you because we trust you. Lord, when we're being fought with self-esteem issues, we'll look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, when the enemy tries to overwhelm with fear and anxiety, we will defend ourselves by considering your love. Your love is a defense for us. God, the Lord, you are the God. The Lord, you are the God. You are a shield for your children, the glory and the lifter of our heads. And so, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, even then, Lord, rise up within us, rise up in our hearts, stir up our remembrance to look back where you brought us from. Lord, when we failed you, you were right there loving on us. My God, Lord, when we failed, you loved us. Hey, when we were perfectly imperfect, you loved us. In our broken state, you loved us. Even when those have strayed away, you have affirmed your love by declaring that you are married to the backslider. Hey, God, if there's a prodigal on the line, if there's a prodigal listening now, thank you that your arms are wide open. Tonight, I thank you that there are no judges on the line, just cheerleaders. There are no judges here, just cheerleaders. We're cheering each other on. We're cheering each man on. We're cheering the sisters. We're cheering on our young people. Lord, because you've loved us so. Lord, you loved us when? Hallelujah. You loved us when we were a hot mess. Hey, when we were a mess, you touched us. When we were a mess, you lifted us. You were not repulsed, but you cleansed us. You forgave us, Lord. You healed us. You even saved us. What shall we then say to these things? If God before us. God, we feel your anointing on the line. Lord God, I thank you that you stayed with us through it all. You stayed by our side when we were up and when we were down. You were constant with your love. And tonight we declare in prayer that we love you back. We love you, Lord. We love you in spite of what we go through. We love you in spite of what we're feeling in our emotions. We won't let the emotion move us from you. Hey, teach us how to stand, Lord, when emotions get messed up. Teach us how to hold fast to your word when emotions get hurt. Teach us, Lord God, how to forgive. Oh, God, the same way we have needed forgiveness. Help us, Lord, to forgive. Tonight we say we love you enough to stick around. We're going to stay with you, Father, because our minds are made up. We will progress through the pain. We will progress through the struggle. We're not going to give up. We're not going to hold another down. We're not going to judge our brothers and sisters. No, Lord. We're going to lift one another up. We're going to pray one for another that we may be healed. We're going to use the power of fervent prayer, the power of effectual prayer, to pray one another through. Tonight we pray our sisters through. Tonight we pray our brothers through. Tonight we pray the young people through. We're praying each other through right now, right in our homes, right in our kitchens, right in our bedrooms, right in our dens. We're praying each other through because we're not leaving anybody behind. Nobody left behind. It shall be done in 21. Lord, we say yes to your word. So rule within our hearts. We say yes to your word. So have your way in our thoughts. We say yes to your word. And thank you for ordered steps. We say yes to your word. And thank you for the daily load of blessings. We say yes to your word. Word, and we rejoice even now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We declare tonight with our fists lifted up. We declare tonight with our hands lifted up. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For we are persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from your love. We're in it. We're in it. We're all in it. We want it all. Every blessing you've given, every word you have decreed, every step we have to take, we want it all. Every form of persecution that you will allow us to go through, every test of faith that you have orchestrated for us, every dark valley, every high mountain, every storm and every wind, for we are built upon a rock. We want it all. We're not holding back, but we're looking up Now unto you be grace and glory. Now unto you be majesty and power. Woo, both now and forever. And forever. And forever. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. We declare amen. Tonight, I'm going to ask you, if you are here on this line, to unmute yourself and allow your praise to be heard. You've got to give him praise right now. I need you to give him praise right now. I need you to come on in here. Come on in here. Come on in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on in here. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in with your praise. Come on in with your praise. You're breaking through for your son. Breaking through for your daughter. You're breaking through for your mother. You're breaking through for your father. You're breaking through for your sister. You're breaking through for your brother. You're breaking through for one another. Breakthrough. Come on. Yes,
You're worthy.
I worship you, Lord. I worship you.
I worship you.
Tonight we bless your name right now, committing ourselves into your hands. With our hands lifted up, we offer this benedictorial prayer. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you all. Now, henceforth, and forevermore, let the people of God respond with a praise and declare amen, 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 and amen. God bless you tonight. May heaven smile upon you. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Progressing through the pain. God's grace is more than sufficient, and you will make it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have no fear. The Lord Jesus is with you. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God bless you and good night. The prayer will end. The recording will end at this time.